I am speaking with Matthew Mingus. He is the president of the Western Michigan University chapter of the American Association of University Professors. Thank you very much for being here.
Good morning, Gorb.
Let's begin with this story that the Mackinac Center's online publication put out, Michigan Capital Confidential, basically saying that Western's professors union is looking to get a 9-year extension of its contract. Tell us here what is accurate and what may be somewhat misleading in this story.
Well, at this point, we haven't entered negotiations with Western Michigan University regarding anything, so that part's inaccurate. There is no collective bargaining negotiation going on now. We are looking to meet with our chapter members on February 8th and determine what, if anything, our chapter believes we should do in response to the right-to-work legislation that was passed during the recent lame duck session of the state legislature.
Now, Michigan Capital Confidential says it obtained a draft proposal dated January 23rd, and in it, a proposed union security agreement would extend current dues requirements through September of 2023. Is that accurate?
There is a draft that's labeled a discussion draft that's gone out to our chapter members, and that's one of the issues that we'll be bringing up at the chapter meeting, and we'll see what they think we should do. What it would do is not affect the current contract at all, which expires September 6, 2014. It would be a separate contract, a simple one-page contract that seeks to, I guess, reinforce the responsibilities of the members to support their collective bargaining unit. One big misnomer about the right-to-work legislation is that somehow we would cease being the bargaining unit for members, and that's not true. We would still be the only legal bargaining unit that Western Michigan University faculty members, our current chapter membership, we'd be the only bargaining unit that the administration can negotiate with. So the right to work does not change that fact. It basically says we could have to do that, and members could choose whether or not to pay us to do that.
And one of the things that's quoted from that memo in the Michigan Capital Confidential report, it says, without a new USA, which is a union security agreement, significant reduction in membership dues support is likely in the wake of right to work. Do you think that's a fair assessment, that you could see a significant reduction in dues?
I think that's very hard to assess. And the agreement that we looked at is kind of a variant of Wayne State University. And at Wayne State, there is far less support for their unions. Not trying to say anything negative about Wayne State, but they have a lot more people who are what they call fees payers rather than union members. Whereas union membership at Western Michigan University among our bargaining unit has always been very high. And so some reduction is possible, but I think that the faculty members at Western Michigan University see the benefits of having a negotiating unit. I think they look at other universities who are non-unionized, who have gone through a tremendously terrible decade around the country, and see that unionization and their ability to speak with one voice has helped them.
So would it be possible then that even if right to work goes ahead, survives all the court challenges, is fully implemented, that your union may not see a great effect if people do think that there is value in paying dues and being represented by a faculty union?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, our dues are relatively low. They're less than 1% of a faculty member's salary. And the goal shifts, I think. It becomes even more important for members to see the benefits, to see what it is the union does for them today. This is a challenge because a lot of things that we do, and you know, individual grievances against chair people and those types of things, we do everything we can to keep those confidential. So how do we start letting other people understand how even in their own department, people are being helped by the dues that we're all collectively paying? And in essence, it's like an insurance policy. And right to work is basically saying you cannot pay for the insurance, but you're still going to get the coverage for it because the union still has a responsibility to represent you, even though you chose not to pay a penny.
If enough people decide not to pay that penny.
Well, any given individual who chooses not to pay it would still get the insurance policy under right to work. And that's ridiculous. I mean, how would the Michigan roads work if drivers could decide not to pay insurance and you're the one who gets stuck with the bill because you're one who's been paying it all along?
if enough people, though, decide that they don't want to pay those dues, does sustaining a union become difficult?
Oh, absolutely. I think if you lose, you know, a quarter of the membership or something like that as dues-paying members, it becomes much harder to provide those services to the membership base as a whole. It functions because we all participate, just like society in a democracy functions because we all participate.
What would you say to someone who might say that perhaps they even agree with you that right to work is not the best policy, but at the same time putting in this 9-year extension for one part of the contract is more or less trying to get around a law which was passed by the legislature, signed into law by the governor, and that they might see a union working something like this out with the administration as being just an attempt to get away from a law they don't like?
Well, I would certainly understand someone who has that perspective. My perspective is that there are a lot of advantages to the union and to the employer of having something like this while issues get fought out in the courts. Governor Schneider has already taken a piece of this legislation and asked the Supreme Court of the state of Michigan to look at it, but that really affects state employees directly, people who are involved in the Civil Service Commission of Michigan. It doesn't affect the state universities. And I think whether it's 10 years or 7 years or something like that, it can buy the employer and the employees some stability here while the bigger dogs in this game fight things out in the court. And then we know what the playing field really is, and we move forward from there. So from a public policy perspective, that's what I would say to that individual.
Is 9 years a reasonable amount of time to say that's how long we think they're going to be fighting it out in the courts?
Well, I think it is. The reason here is that some of this is state law and some of this is federal law. And so this could take quite a while to play out in the courts. If you look at our current agreement, it extends through September 6, 2014. There's no threat to that. So the question is, what is the situation after September 6, 2014? What's the situation next spring and summer when we're negotiating another 3-year agreement and so forth? And at that point in time, I don't think it's reasonable to expect that by next spring, this is all going to be played out in the courts. So some sort of an extension would be incredibly helpful to both sides here from my perspective. But I don't think that we can reasonably expect that all of these issues are going to be settled in 2, 3, 4 years. The court system often just grinds along much, much more slowly than that.
When do you think we might know whether, one, your union would want an extension? And when might we know if the administration would be willing to go along with that?
Yeah, well, those are definitely two different questions. On February 8th, we're going to have a chapter meeting, and the Western Michigan University, AAUP, has roughly 850 members, so we're calling a chapter meeting. Hopefully, we can get a strong turnout from them. People who can't come, we're going to encourage them to give us feedback, not just on this agreement, but on what they think we should do in reaction to these laws that were passed during a lame duck session. And that might be nothing. That might be we should really plunge forward with this. That might be some creative new ideas we haven't even begun to think of. So I think early to mid-February, you know, sometime after that February 8th meeting, we'll have an idea of whether or not this agreement or something else is the way forward for us as a union. And at that point, we would have to interact quite quickly with the administration because the laws that were passed take effect, you know, depending on who you ask, March 27th or March 28th. So an agreement would have to be in place before then, or there really wouldn't be a point of discussing it. But that's specific to the union security agreement. There are a lot of other things that the membership could say is what they see as their vision forward and their way forward for us as a union.
What might those be? I know that's very speculative, but what's an idea or two of what else you could do in the wake of the right to work legislation?
Well, it is speculative. The question becomes one of what benefits to unionization do Western Michigan University faculty members see? There are a lot of benefits of different types of advocacy organizations, and certainly part of what a union is an advocacy organization, whether that's advocating for policies that are better for them, advocating for better benefits, You look at things like, you know, the AARP and all those types of advocacy organizations, they have a lot of member benefits where you show your union card and you get discounts at places. I mean, there's lots of other ways to convince them. But one of them is potentially simply doing a better job of advertising what this union does for faculty members on this campus while also protecting the confidentiality of the people and their individual details and cases and so forth. Because people would be amazed if they could open up, you know, the last 10 or 12 grievance files and see what really goes on at this university and how hard this union works to protect their rights.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
No, I mean, I appreciate your time, Gordon. It's very good that WMUK is interested in this. Obviously, it's a Western issue, but I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.